to finish out the story of the dinner banquet in John chapter 12, we need to talk about another character that we've skipped over. It's Judas. Judas is not impressed with the offering of Mary. He sees it as a foolish act, a waste of money. He covers his love of money by suggesting that Mary should have sold the perfume and given the proceeds to the poor. But he, Judas, had ulterior motives. He wanted access to the cash. But I want you to notice Jesus' response to Judas. John chapter 12, verse 7, Jesus says to Judas, "Leave her alone." Jesus rushes to the defense of Mary. Judas was bothering Mary, picking at her, minimizing her act of worship, and making her second guess her actions. Did I act out of turn? Was this a foolish thing that I just did? Maybe I should have sold it. This money could have fed a bunch of people. Yet Jesus says, "Shut your trap, Judas, and leave her alone." Jesus is driving out the doubt, the second guessing that Mary may have been doing. As Donnie Parrish may say, don't let naysayers rent space in your head. Be careful who you listen to. When it comes to following Jesus, who is worth every ounce of labor and love and even our lives, many people will attempt to rent space in your head in order to temper your zeal for Jesus. Don't let it happen. Keep looking to Jesus day by day. Today when you pray, please pray for Adam Batarse and his family, our missionaries in Florida. And also remember the Barbague Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.